final segment of the night, final segment of the week, right here on That 590 Show. Special thanks to our guests this week, Shane Young, Robert Flores, Luke Horak, Luke Roberts, the Neon Icon, Justin Dier, Brian Curtis, J.J. Bailey, and Chris the Heat Van Heerden. Strange week with Tuesday and Wednesday off, only 3 days this week, so it seems kind of discombobulated, but I would say overall we did a pretty good job. Final, let's do a quick take time here with Matt Rocchio.
All right, Berger, we have three places we can start. All right, these are three headlines we can start at.
Okay.
Bobby Knight's Creeper.
Okay.
Coke Dogs.
Okay.
Or Yeah, Jeets, Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, Jeets, Yeah.
Let's do it with that one, because I don't even know what that is.
That was the phrase that everyone, that a couple girls who had spent the night with Derek Jeter, they said that's what he said while they were pleasuring him. Was that he muttered it to himself? Yeah, Jeets. Yeah.
He would mutter to himself. That's, yeah, Jeets. Yeah.
That was the rumor coming from some of the women he was with. He denies it. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, he denied the whole gift basket too.
He did, and that's the true thing of everything. So we're going to start off with the Jeter story.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that funny Derek Jeter anecdote in there. So we'll start with this one. We previewed it a little bit earlier in the show. Derek Jeter has ticked off one of the billionaires trying to get in on his Miami Marlins buy. He's out saying that Jeter's asking for total control and not putting up a lot of money.
Yeah, that's not going to fly, especially with someone who's got so much more money than what you do. They're not necessarily used to taking orders, so they don't care that you're Derek Jeter. They don't care. To them, like the World Series rings and everything else, that doesn't mean anything to them. Take out, you know, pull out a bank statement and show what your assets are. That's what impresses them, not anything else. So if you're Derek Jeter, that's not going to fly. But going back to what you're talking about with the Yeah, Jeets, Yeah.
By the way, really quickly, though, this was the departure of billionaire Richard Chaffetz from the group. By the way, though, it looks like he might be getting another millionaire to jump all in.
Jeter is?
I believe it was, where'd it go here? Bruce Sherman, another billionaire, said that he will be picking up the slack. And apparently Major League Baseball has expressed their interest in wrapping up the sale of the Marlins by Tuesday's All-Star Game. Remember, the last month and a half of this story has been very, you know, the beginning of the story was kind of cut and dry. There's two big groups, all right, Jeter and Jeb looks like they won,
yeah.
And then everything has kind of fallen apart over the last 2 months. So we'll see what that gets going. Yes, but your point on Mr. Jeter.
My point on Mr. Jeter was that he had a $12 million penthouse for sale in Manhattan.
Yeah,
it was a couple years ago, and I saw the pictures of this thing. And, yeah, I mean, if you can't get laid in that building, you can't get laid. And
I just love the unbelievable hubris of muttering that to yourself while that's going on. It shouldn't be something I enjoy picturing, but it gets me a laugh every time.
Okay, what I want to know is, if this is installed, it's kind of like one of those laundry chutes to, like, you know, whatever the random girls that Jeter was picking up, like, you know, the hostesses, the waitresses, the bartenders that are all over Manhattan that are really good looking, that when Jeter picks them up and takes them back to his love pad,
yeah,
like when he wakes them up in the morning and he hands them that gift basket, does he put them in like in a laundry chute where he just like wakes them up and says, hey, you know, it's been real, and then closes it and it slides down to the bottom of the building right into a waiting cab?
I actually think that he had a car take them home, and the it was waiting in the car.
The gift basket was?
Yes, and I think that's how it is. And by the way, if that's true,
it's such a
that
great
is
story.
Straight out of a TV show.
It is?
That
but,
is
I mean, but,
that's
but
what the
but
badass
how,
rich dude pulls off in the TV show.
Like, but how awesome is that, man?
I mean,
I think it's kind of awesome.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Jeter did it the right way. If you're gonna get rich at 18 years old, coming out of Michigan like that, and you're going to take over the city of New York, he did it the right way. He Clooney'd.
Absolutely,
in literally the exact right amount of time. He got married right as he retired. The man Clooney'd to the perfect level, and you gotta love it.
Get all of it out of your system.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and then now settle down and have a family. Don't try to do it when
you're
on the road.
I mean, come on. How many of us are not even trying to Clooney, but we just happen to be at that, you know, a similar age range at that point?
Well, I'm running out of time. I'm 40, so I got like maybe 10
years.
Just
tell everybody you're pulling the Clooney. That's all you gotta do. Just be like, well, you know, I'm just enjoying it too much. are the other two stories I want to touch on really quick, though, because I have to get it. Coke dogs.
Yeah, what's a Coke dog?
18 dogs at a Jacksonville track for dog racing
tested positive
for benzocyclonine, a cocaine metabolite, the largest Greyhound drug case in American history goes down in Jacksonville. This is just 2 months after five dogs racing out of St. Petersburg, Florida, also tested positive for cocaine. Listen here.
So we got doped up. We got juiced Greyhounds.
When we got to the point where humans were turning into zombies, honestly, we should have expected that dogs are going to be snorting cocaine a few years later. That's the natural progression of Florida.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful twilight zone.
Of course, it happens in Florida.
18 dogs doing cocaine.
Adam Carolla used to do this thing on one of his shows. I think it might have been on Loveline.
I think the Chihuahuas are the best.
They had a. What are you implying there, sir? Hit him with it.
I'm sorry.
Hit him with it. I'm not proud of that one.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not proud of that one. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I do.
I think it was Adam Carolla. He had this bit on one of his radio shows where you would have to guess whether it was Germany or Florida where this really strange story happened. Because it was always Germany or it was always Florida.
If it's weird and it has a sexual tint to it, it's Germany. That should be your little cheat sheet for that game. That's how you know the differences between the two of them.
If it has a twist of sex in it, it's German.
Yes, exactly. Okay. 100%.
That makes sense.
Bobby Knight apparently was walking around the NGO building before he gave a speech just groping federal employees. If you saw this story out of the Washington Post,
I read part of it.
What in God's name? I mean, throwing chairs is one thing.
And grabbing students by the neck, I guess he's grabbing something else.
I mean, come on, man. You're at a federal agency talking.
Well, okay. Everybody knows that Bobby Knight is
unbelievable.
Everybody knows that Bobby Knight is a world class a hole. But that, I mean, and he's one of those. How old is he now? Like 76.
Yeah, I didn't think world class creeper was going to jump in there.
Well, world class creeper right now is running the country. But, I mean, he was 74 when it happened, man. He was probably one of those, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be dead soon. I don't give a bleep. I'm just going to start grabbing butts.
The oddest part about the entire article, the only comment from the Knight family, from his wife. I feel
sorry. That poor woman.
I do feel sorry for her. I don't feel sorry for Bobby Knight. He's a jerk.
He is 76 years old.
He's what?
76.
He's 76 now, but this happened, what, in 2015?
Yes, July 10th, 2015.
So, like, so when you're 74, you're just kind of like, look, man. I maybe got a couple of good years left in me. If I'm going out, I'm going out happy.
Or you can just,
that girl's ass is amazing. I'm grabbing. I don't care.
Go out making the rest of the world a nicer place, Bobby. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Andre Robertson recently signed a new contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder. The wingman, who's a great defender, can't shoot a three and apparently can't tip. Had a $585 bill at a bar. And he took it up to $600, so a $14 tip.
Oh, come
on! A $450.
You can't do that.
He got destroyed for it. The best part was,
rightfully so,
he tried to run away from it and said, "All right, well, now that that's done, how are my boys Steven Adams and Enos Kanter doing?" Steven Adams replied, "We're just out here tipping more than $13." Which I thought was a fantastic way to go after one of your good friends. Really quickly, though, I have to tell about this. Speaking of bad tippers, have you ever heard of this thing you do where you stack bills at the edge of the table and you tell the server that if they ever do anything bad, you're going to take bills away from their stack?
No.
Apparently, this
that
is
seems like kind of like a.
Have you ever heard of this, Giamatti?
I've never personally done it. I've seen, I think, a Facebook article or Android video.
Okay,
about
I need you. If you are somebody who does this, please text into the show and explain to me how many homeless people you've murdered.
Yes,
that's a jerk thing to do.
That has to be the most power tripping
bad thing to do.
Small genitalia thing you could ever do to another to a service employee.
100%.
I mean, at that point, I'd rather just not tip the person if you're going to be a power hungry, jag about it.